Blog Talk Radio.
I'm walking in authority, living life without apology. It's not wrong, dear, I belong here, so you might as well get used to me. My mother may not be the queen, but my father's king of everything. To the family, so I guess that makes me royalty. I'm a given the dominion, yeah. Power of a minion, yeah. Everything I do is a blessing. Promise me some great success. I am the authority. God, I'm the majority. Look upon me, look at me. So you might as well get used to me.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Walking in Authority Hour with your host, Pastor Donna Kibble. God bless you, God bless you. So glad to be here tonight. So glad to know that listener is on the telephone on tonight. God is truly a good God, isn't he? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, before we start, I have a couple of announcements that I have to make, and then I have a good lesson on tonight. So while I'm doing the announcements, if you have your Bibles with you, you can turn to Romans, the 12th chapter. We're going to do 1 to 3 on tonight, okay? All right, all right. Well, Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for all things because you said all things is possible if we just believe. Father, we thank you for your anointing on tonight. We thank you for the Holy Ghost on tonight, God. We thank you for your word on tonight, God. We thank you, God, and we offer and ask you, God, to come into this place. God, come in tonight and sup with us, God, in the name of Jesus. Let this message be appetizing, not just for the people, God, but for myself also. Father, and I thank you for it. Now come in, God. Show up and show out like you always do, and I will give you the praise, for it is in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, this is Kingdom Builder International Ministry. Amen. God is good. Internet. Amen. And her address is 16250 Northland Drive, Southfield, Michigan, 48375, Suite 369. The services for Prophetess Teresa Dock is 11 o'clock. Amen. And then they have Wednesday Bible class, which is called Jesus Encounter, and that's every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Now, call in for prayer or send in your prayer request. The prayer line is always open Monday through Friday from, I think it's at 5 to 6. Amen. And the number is 218-895-0289. And the code is prayer, P-R-A-Y-E-R. Amen. Kingdom Builder Development Institute Ministry Classes. Yay! If you believe that God is calling you to the ministry and do not know what to do next, give us a call. and watch God work. Acts 6 and 4, but we will give ourselves continuously to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Get training and get equipped to manifest. For more information, call 313-583-9739. Now, Internet radio. Amen, amen. When you want to receive updates on the speakers, and maybe you might have was not able to tune in, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. Click on the following. Amen, amen, amen. Project You. Is that we are focused on developing character, excellence, and integrity. That's very good in the youth. Along with our self-enrichment program, our families that are in need of mental, emotional, and spiritual support. Amen. Now, upcoming events. Kingdom Builder International and Bethel AME Church 2016 Women's Conference. Yay! Uplifting women and birthing out purpose. Amen, amen. Which will be Friday, October the 21st, and Saturday, October the 22nd. This conference is a fundraiser for our Project Youth. Amen. For more information, email Audrey at KingdomBuilderPlaza.com or call the church office. 313-583-9739. Amen, amen. We thank God for all the announcements. Amen. Now we're going to turn our attention to, amen, the lesson on tonight. Amen, which is Romans, the 12th chapter. This is a familiar verse, familiar passage that we shall all know. Amen, amen. And it reads as follows, Romans 12. Now, remember, get your pen, get your paper out, write down little notes. Amen, amen, amen. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, help me, Holy Ghost, by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And number 3 said, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. The Bible said, be sober-minded. I feel the Holy Ghost already. According as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Amen. Amen. And if I will have a topic on tonight, my topic is renewing the mind. And then if I will add a subtopic tonight, you know what? This is already good. If I were add a subtitle, I would say, what is your sacrifice? Hallelujah. What are we sacrificing for God? What are we putting in our mind that's taking us away from what God is saying? Now, it said, I beseech you. Now, you look at the word beseech. In other words, he said, God, Paul was writing to us, and he said, I beg you. I beg you, I'm asking you, I petition you, I appeal to you. Listen to this. These are strong words that he's saying. He said, I urge. I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, present our bodies a living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable, acceptable, it said, unto God, which is your reasonable service. Our reasonable, our spiritual worship. He said, reasonable. You hear this? Your agreement that you accept it. Whoa, it's acceptable unto God. And when God said, when right here, when it said, be ye holy, for I am holy. It's time to clean out our vessel. It's time to stand on our flat feet, hallelujah, and say, for God I live, and for God I die. Whoa, the scripture said, and be not conformed to this world. We are conformed to everything else, but conformed to God's word. Amen. Amen. It said conform, to be guided by something other than God. Amen. To follow something other than God. To fit in places other than where God said to fit in. Amen, amen. Remember the song where it said, don't rock the boat? See, that's when we conform, because we get in the boat and rock it. Hallelujah. But God said to not to be conformed to this world. We in the world, amen, amen, but we not of the world, because we have been what? Set aside. Not just set aside, but set apart. Whoa, yes, we have. And that's where our coverings come in. Because when we're doing it how God said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Amen. Amen. God will cover us. He will cover us. Amen. But he said, to be not conformed, but he turned around and said, but be ye what? Transformed. That's it. Change your mind. Change your thought pattern. Alter your decision. Alter it. Convert over on this side with God. Because God said, if he for you, who could be against you? Amen. When we revert on God's side, God said, hey, I got you. Whatever you need, I got it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And it said, transform, to make over. We need a spiritual makeover. That's what we need. Because some of us has been in this for so long that we have gotten comfortable. So once you get comfortable, you let little things seep in. And then you say, I can handle it. It's little. But how many know the Bible said a little leaven, leaven a whole lot. That little thing that you let come in can destroy you. Amen. And not just you, but it can destroy anything that's connected to you. Amen. 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 So God wants our minds to be molded back. It's like he told Jeremiah. Jeremiah was so fed up with the people because the people connected, didn't want to listen, didn't want to repent. And God said, come on back down to the potter's house, Jeremiah, because you know what? I got to mold you again. See, sometimes God got to mold us again, but we don't like to come down to the altar to be molded, because we don't want nobody to know that we slipped. We don't want nobody to know that we need help. We don't want nobody to know that we have fallen. Whoa, but God's not looking at them. God is looking at you. Amen. Amen. He wants to reconstruct us all over again. Don't think we arrived because we have not. We need to be transformed. And the reason, because our mind will run off with us. Amen. Joyce Meyer has the book out, The Battlefield of the Mind. Yes, it starts right there. Amen. The Bible said if it got the head, then it got the tail. Amen. How are you supposed to be transformed? By the renewing of your mind? It's by getting into the Word of God. Everything we need is right here in the Word of God. We can read everything that will encourage us. The Bible says he's our help in a time of trouble. In Psalms it said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In Ezekiel, he said, can these dry bones live? Oh, yes, they can. And God said, he blew breath. So he's saying we can live. You can read where it said, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you're going to reap if you faint not. Hallelujah. He said he's our protector. Everything we need, it can keep us if you want to be kept. Sometimes we don't want to be kept. Sometimes we like it out there. Once you get taste again to sin, oh, my God, it's hard to come back. But we serve a mighty God. The Bible said if you call on him, he said he will answer you. Amen. I don't care what has come in our mind, we bind it up and send it back to sender. Amen. Back to the pits of hell where the assignment has been set out against you. The devil is a liar. Amen. God said he makes everything possible. And when we know when the enemy comes in like a flood, hallelujah. The Bible said the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. Woo, I guess it. Amen. That means God is on our side. Amen. Amen. We want to be transformed. We want to think right. We want to act right. We want to treat everybody right. We want to go in the right places. We want to be around the right people. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to fellowship ourselves among the saints. Amen. Amen. That's what we need to do. Hallelujah. We can't go seek out other counsel. We need to seek out spiritual counsel. Amen. Amen. And it says, for we are bought with a price. Amen. 1 Corinthians 6:20. For we are. Amen. We have to go through this transfiguration. That's what we have to go through. And we have to know that God is on our side. Amen. Amen. For it said, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may what? Prove what is what? Good. Because God is good. Amen. And acceptable and perfect will of God. God's the only one that's perfect. And he's raising us up. So when we go to glory, hallelujah, well, we wouldn't have a spot or a wrinkle or any such blemish. Amen. And it would get us into heaven. And that's what we headed. Because the song said, heaven is my goal, and I'm going to make it. That's what it said. Heaven is my goal. And then we used to sing a song I'm from the old school, hon, with the church. Amen. And we said 99 and a half won't do. I'm running, Lord. Remember that song, trying to make 100? But 99 and a half won't do. Yes. I'm running, Lord, running, Lord, trying to make 100. Yes. 99 and a half won't do. And then the mother said, it won't do, it won't do, it won't do, it won't do. 99 and a half won't do. So see, we can't get part of transformation. We got to get the whole thing because Jesus is not part. Jesus is whole. And when he does things, he don't do part of us. He do the whole thing all the way around the full circle. Amen. 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 I hope you're enjoying this so far. Amen. Because you know what? I'm getting a kick out of it. Amen. Amen. I am sitting here laughing and smiling and saying, God, I sure thank you. But 1 Peter 1:13-16 said, wherefore, listen to this, gird up the loins of your mind. You hear this? It said, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. But listen to this. As obedient children, not fashioning yourself according to the former lusts of your ignorance, but as he which has called you is holy, be ye holy in all manners of conversation. Watch what you say. Watch them the curse flip words. Watch them nasty jokes. Watch who you around and you stand around because you love to hear what they're joking about and what they're saying. See, these little things jump in our spirit. And it don't start festering right away because it don't want you to notice it. So after a while, when something come up, then boom, it's going to start festering, and it turns into a blob. Remember the blob that came on, and it turned, and everything that got in the way, it expanded, it ate it, and it just got bigger. And that's what the devil does. He does that to us, and it blows us up where we can't notice that something is ever wrong. But we serve a good God. It said, because 16 said, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. We serve a holy God. Watch how you talk. Watch who you around. Watch where you go. Because it said, be ye holy. Sometimes we go around people and they can have you do the same thing they do. Oh, this not going to hurt you. God's not going to send you to hell because you took a puff off my joint. Oh, yeah. But God ain't going to do that because you just having a little drink. That's it. But I said before, a little leaven the whole lump, because it can wake up something down on the inside that has been gone and suppressed. And then all of a sudden, you're getting that taste and you're getting that desire. That's what sin is. Desire for something that's not like God. Amen. 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 And number 3 said, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. You hear what this said? Not to think yourself highly, because God has elevated us That don't mean we super saved. It don't mean that. It don't mean I know as much as you. No, it don't mean that. We got to be careful because sometimes when people get elevated and got titles, you know, they walk around with their chest all out, and that's prideful. We can't be prideful with God because we are missed out on what God is saying. Amen? We can't be self-righteous because that means we know everything. And God don't have nobody down here that knows everything because if he did, he would not have use of us. Amen. Amen. So as we look at this, it's a song that said, holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. That's what God is saying. He's saying that's what he wants, holiness. Bird up your lawn, he said. Separate yourself. Whoa, come from among them. And be ye holy, for I am holy. Let's regroup in our minds. Let's go back and say, God, I'm sorry. Let's go back and say, oh, God, help me. I thought wrong. I said some things wrong. I looked at that person crazy. Oh, yes, we can do that. Oh, I done did that. Hallelujah. I'm not exempt, but I know how to repent. I don't need nothing hanging over me. Hallelujah. Because in this season, it's time to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. It's time to go forward in what God is saying. It's time to reach what God is telling us to reach. It's time to see what God is telling us to see. It's time to go where God is telling us to go. Hallelujah. 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 It's our time. The song said, it's my season to be blessed. Amen. This is our blessed season. But if we don't get our mind together, it's going to make us miss what God said. Amen. And who want to miss out with what the Lord is saying? I don't want to miss out. I want to accomplish what everything that God has for me to accomplish. Amen. Amen. The Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. Don't you want life? And not just life, because God said we can have it more abundantly. Amen. We have already missed out on a lot of things that we should have been reaping. But that's why the Bible said, I believe in 1 Corinthians, if I'm not mistaken, where it said, let every man examine himself. Amen. We're so caught up in trying to examine somebody else that we're missing out on our own self. We're not looking at ourselves saying, well, I need help over here. You know, well, I talk too much. I said too many things. I spread somebody's hurt. I gossip on somebody's issue. Oh, yes, that's what God is saying. We're transforming our mind. Our mind. God didn't tell us to go out there and hurt somebody. Amen. Amen. And even though they might have hurt at you, let's let God take care of it. Because our hands are too short and armed to box with God. Amen. The Bible said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I shall repay. But we like to take matter in our own hands. And you spread things on people and you damage them. You damage them. This is not, the Bible said, don't put a stumbling block in somebody's way. We're not here to damage nobody. Amen. We trying to make it through just like them. Amen. We have to be careful because if somebody hurt us, you saying to yourself, I ain't going to never forget him. Well, you know what? I got to forget, but I ain't going to never forget. That's already wrong. Because if God said he take our sins and he throw it into the lake of fire, that means that sin is absorbed. It's never to come up again. It's never to even return. But we like to return people's sin and bring it back up on them to keep them down. But the devil is a liar because we're going to be transformed tonight. We're going to think of what's good and acceptable and holy will of God. Think on that. Hallelujah. In Philippians 4, it says, 4 and 8. Well, I'm going to start with 4 and 7. No, I'm going to start with 4 and 6. It said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, listen to this, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the 7th verse said, and the peace of God. See, God is our peace. He's our peace. Like when the storm came and the wind, and Jesus came and said, peace be still. The disciples said, what manner of man is this? That the winds and the sea obey. Woo, na 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 na. Obey him. But it said, in the peace of God, which passeth, listen, all understanding. And all is what? All. Amen. All understanding. It says, shall keep your heart, creating me a clean heart, and renew within me a right spirit. Hallelujah. It said, and keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. But A said, finally, common, brethren, common, whatsoever things are true. Listen to this. Listen to this. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure. Do you hear this? Whatsoever things are lovely, joyful. Whatsoever things are of a good report, not negativity. A good report that can edify your spirit. Amen. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Think on these things. Hallelujah. These are things that God wants us to think on. When it said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Lord, renew me now. Whoa, God. I sacrifice, God. I sacrifice things. Hallelujah. I will lay them down. God is saying, what you going to lay down for them? Whoa, God. The Bible said, will sin abide? Will it continue to abide? Hallelujah. We don't want sin to continue to abide in our life. But we want to be overcomers of those things that hinder us, of those things that kept keeping us in a dark place, and from those things that want to keep us down in lowly bar. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to abide in things that's true, abide in things that's holy, abide in things that's pure, abide in things that's lovely. This is what we need to abide in. Amen. We need to step out of the old, branch forward into the new. Amen. Amen. The Bible said, how can ye put new wine into an old vessel? You can't. Amen. You can't. When we was kids, we sped and act like one. But now we're an adult. We put away our childish things. We put away our childish rejection. We put away our childish laughter. You know, hallelujah. There's always cracking a joke. Sometimes we got to be serious because it's a war going on and we got to fight. It's a war going on. We have to let people know that for Christ I live and for Christ I die. We have to let people know that I'm holding on to God's everlasting arms. We got to let people know that not this route. I'm not going, if I can help it, I'm not going to follow this route. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to be around strong people. Hallelujah. People that got their feet planted. I feel the Holy Ghost. But people that got their feet planted on a solid, on a solid foundation. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. On a solid foundation. Amen. But we like to hang around people that's weaker than we are. Sorry to say. Sorry to say. Because that means you feel that you got the authority over them. Oh, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. We shouldn't undermine anybody. We shouldn't look at them as they don't know nothing. Oh, the devil is a liar. Because that could be the one God is raising up. The Bible said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Amen. We don't know who God raising up as a prophet. We don't know who God has anointed and raised up. He said many are called because they're going to be called from the north, south, east, and west. But the Bible said, but only few. But only few are chosen. That's what God said. Are we one among the chosen ones? Are we among the ones that wants to be transformed? Are we among the one that said, I don't want to be conformed to what the world offered me? What the world offered me is not what God wants for me. Amen. Amen. God wants us to come on this side and stay. Hallelujah. He said, I fill you up. I nurture you. I wrap my arms around you. I comfort you when you're lonely. I comfort you when you're sick. Let me tell y'all this. I got real sick in 1998. Real sick. Going back to college, trying to get my psychology degree, and got sick. Had to walk backwards out to school, got into the car, went to the hospital, and this doctor had no type of bedside manner. She just said, Miss Kibble, you have a large mass in this cancer. And I'm looking at her saying, what? How can you tell me what it is? But you know what? If my mind had not been transformed and my mind was conformed to what she said, then I would have lost it. But the first thing I did was I said, may I have a telephone? And she said, yes. And she gave me a telephone, and I called up my prayer pot. I said, I'm in the hospital. This is what they said. I said, come on, we need the war. Because I held on to what God said. And I lost a kidney in the transition. But I didn't lose my mind over it. The doctor told my husband, we can't even give you, I think they gave me 20/80. They gave me 20% chance to live because they said the tumor had burst and it was all over me. And once the air hit it, they already said, oh, she's going to be gone. But how many know that God is a healer? God took all them cells and conformed it. That was conformed, and he transformed it into one ball, and they just cut it off. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. God is good. Then turn around and was stricken again years later. Woo! And God let it pass through my bowels. So see, I'm a living witness that God will keep you. He will transform you if you want to be kept. He will heal you. God has healed my mind many a time, when the enemy thought he was going to overthrow me. But I held on to God's unchanging hand. I'm talking about renewing your mind. Let's put our hands on our mind and ask God, God, renew my mind for me, God. Transform me, God, to your will, not my will. Take my heart and form it, God. Take my mind, transform it, God. Take my will, conform it, God, to yours, God. Hallelujah. To yours, God. God, and we thank you. We thank you. Sometimes you got to lay hands on yourself. Quit trying to fleece the 700 club. Amen. The prayer line. The prayer partner. Because sometimes they won't be there for you. But you got to learn to go to God in prayer for yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. And he said, I'm waiting right there to hear you. My arms are stretched. My arms are stretched wide, and they're waiting. Amen. They're waiting on you. Amen. We cannot develop a close relationship without spending time with God. We have to spend time with God, not just through his word, but in prayer. Amen. I just read where it said, with prayer and supplication, make your request known. We got to go to God. God is not short of his promise. Whatever we need, God got it. Whatever report we heard, the Bible said, whose report shall we believe? And we shall believe the report of the Lord. Whatever bad news came to our house in the envelope, Oh, you put that up under your feet. And you said the devil is a liar. I rebuke this. This is not the answer God is saying. Oh, no, this is not the answer. God is saying, amen. Hallelujah. We have to learn how to exercise our gifts. We have to learn how to exercise our faith. Hallelujah. We got to learn to exercise our walk. Our walk with God. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, yes, we do. We have to learn it. And it said, most things, listen, comes through prayer and fasting. Matthew 17:21. Amen. The Bible said men ought to always pray and not faint. Amen. The three Hebrew boys, they prayed, said, if our God don't deliver, they still know he's a deliverer. Amen. If he didn't do it for them, they said, my God is still well able. Amen. Hannah prayed, and God blessed her with a son. Hallelujah. Look at God. Look at God. How many of us prayed, and God sent us an answer? How many of us, our wounds were shut, but God opened up the womb and let us birth through a miracle? Amen. How many times we done went up in the hospital just last year in May? And it was a year ago, and I had to go through the same procedure. But just last year, May of 2015, I had a heart attack on the table. Oh, yes, I did. They punctured my artery, which they had to cut out the blood flow so they can fix the artery. Then it caused damage to the heart. I woke up 3 days later. And I see you. And I kept asking my husband, who was all them doctors coming around, marching around my bed, baby? And he said, marching around your bed. He said, honey, look around the room. I was in only a room with myself in it. All these tools, the bed was up against this wall. It's nowhere. But God let me see in the spirit. Them 3 days that I was not conscious. The 3 days I wasn't conscious, God sent the one angel to war on my behalf. Amen. That's what he's saying. He wants the war on our behalf right now. Amen. Nothing is too hard for God. I don't care what it is. Nothing is too hard for God. Amen. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for all things. For you said all things again is possible if we just believe. We thank you, God, because we want to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We thank you right now, God, that we want to be that good and acceptable servant that you caused us in this time. God, we thank you for it. We thank you, God, that we can call on the name of Jesus and you will hear us and you will set us free and deliver. Father, we thank you right now. Father, we cause people, God, right now, we decree and declare that they will call on your name right now. We decree right now in Jesus' name that they will come forth. Hallelujah, with clean hands, not putting hands to usury. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We cause those that's not saved to come to be saved. Hallelujah. We call those that don't know God but to know him right now at the pardon of their sins. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for choosing us, God. Amen. We thank you, God. We thank you for this word, God. For David said, that word that I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Whoa, God, we repent tonight. We repent tonight, God. Any ways that wasn't like you, things we said that was not like you, places we went that we shouldn't have went. God, we ask for mercy tonight. For you said, don't waste the grace. God, and we thank you. We thank you, and we call it done. For it is in Jesus' name. Now, has anybody heard that and is not saved on tonight? Amen. Or they lost their walk with God. Glory be to God. And they just want to come and reunite themselves back with God. Just repeat after me. Just say, Lord, here I am once again. I need your mercy. And I need your grace. I need your forgiveness tonight. Come into my heart, Lord. Heal me. Cleanse me. Wash me, God. Whoa, in Jesus' name. Father, I'm sorry for all that I've done and all that I thought to do, God, for renewing my mind tonight. I thank you for the change that has already taken place. Glory be to God. And Father, we thank you for it is in Jesus' name. Now, if anybody had accepted Christ, we thank God. Hallelujah. We clap in our hands. We praising God. If anybody has been restored, we thank God. Amen. Because the angels in heaven is singing. Amen, amen. But we're opening up the prayer line. I know that the Bible study line, I know that I might have went over, but you know what? This was good to me. And I needed something from God tonight. Amen. Amen.
Is something up here white?
Amen. God bless you. You on the air. God bless you. Is anybody that would like to comment or just would like to add something to the word on tonight?
Hello. This is Providence Cathy.
God bless you.
How's everybody? I was really blessed hearing the word. I really enjoyed it. I loved it because
Amen.
This is a time now where people are just going through, even the saints going through, and the word encouraged me because, you know what, we're always hearing so much about what's going on with killings and the murders and all the horrific
yes.
things. But just like you said, woman of God, that we have to stand on the word. Because
Amen.
We're not from this world. We're not from this, so it doesn't affect us the same. We're going through. We're going back home. Those who are Christians are going back home to the place we came from. So
yes.
I just thank the Lord for your teaching because we do have to clean ourselves out. I don't care what your position, your title, because God doesn't discriminate if you're an apostle or a bishop or a prophetess or a teacher.
Yes.
You know, We're not exempt.
Amen.
And he said that judgment
Amen.
Will come into the household of faith first. So I'm
yes.
encouraged and encourage and bless me to look at me first because you know what? We can shout, we can pray, we can do a lot of things, we can minister.
Yes.
But you know what? We need to, at this point in time, be blessed and sure that we're ready
That's
when Jesus
it.
Comes. Because, see,
Amen.
We don't want our living to be in vain. You know, we minister to other people and they get in, and it'd be a sad day we don't get in. You know.
Yes.
So
yes.
I thank the Lord for using you. I thank you, woman of God, stepping out in faith and doing what God called you to do. It blessed my soul.
Amen.
And then I also want to mention that don't you have a conference coming up that you didn't mention?
Oh, I sure do.
Can
oh
you please
my
mention
God.
It to somebody might be interested.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, prophetess. VM Kibble Ministry presents Seasons of Vision, October the 8th, 2016, 11 to 3. And it's at the Washington Park Refectory. And it's 5531 South Russell Drive. Amen. Amen. And it's free. Amen. I want you to come. We have food. Just come. Put your shouting shoes on. Amen. And we're looking for God to do just what he said he's going to do. Amen. Amen. So if you're writing that down again, the number, the address, 5531 South Russell Drive. And I believe that's one block east of King Drive, if I'm not mistaken. Amen. On October the 8th, that's a Saturday morning, 11 to 3. Amen. Amen. And we're going to have praise team there. We're going to have a praiser there that will be that will do a dance praise. Amen. We have a beautiful Dr. DeBay that she will be singing a psalmist. Amen, amen. We got the BDK, oh, praise team, Jesus, hallelujah. They are awesome. Glory be to God. Oh, my God. And we got the word of God that's coming and back. So God is a good God. Amen, amen. Thank you, prophetess. Thank you so much. I really forgot about it. And if you would like to contact me, you can contact me at DMK Ministry, MINISTRIES, 2016@gmail.com. Amen, amen, amen. Now, is it anybody else that would like to say something on the line? Hallelujah.
I got to take my car and get that ignition set.
Hello? Hello? Amen, amen. Well, I don't want to cut anybody off, so I was waiting to see if anybody would like to say anything. But if not, I truly thank God for you all listening in on tonight. Amen. I truly thank God for another opportunity to come before you. And if you will stay tuned with me for next week, again, let's do it again. Amen. Amen. We'll have another lesson on next week. And I am truly grateful. Need you all to pray for me. I'm going out of town. I have a speaking engagement in Nebraska, so I'm asking the saints to be praying, amen, that God will have his way, amen, amen. Well, I thank you all. I love you all. I bid you God blessings, amen. I speak sweet sleep and rest on tonight. Amen, amen. And I speak that nothing is too high for God. Whatever the problem is, God has already worked it out. He has already fixed it. Amen. And it has already, I hear the Holy Spirit said, come to a head. Lord, and I thank you. I thank you for it. For it is in Jesus' name. God bless you all. I love you. Amen.
Take my life. Oh,
your pain that's here.